To be honest with you, like, I've been a teacher all my life, you know, and if a student handed me up a statement like that, the comment I would have at the end of it would be, this is full of hyperbole, half-truths, and waffle. When I say half-truths, I would be being very kind to the student, you know. So it shocked me, to be quite honest with you.
And I guess when you see that, well, in the statement is cited, accessibility is cited as a key factor for the decision. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, anybody that would argue that Letterkenny, especially the mountaintop in Letterkenny, is more accessible than Donegal Town, is trying to pull the wool over your eyes. We all know Letterkenny is choked up with traffic, and it can take you up to an hour to get from one end of Letterkenny to the other. So, you know, I don't know what evidence they have for that assertion, but if you put a survey around the county of Donegal, is Letterkenny an accessible town? I think I know the answer you would give.
And then when you see in the statement that, well, they say that they have done a consultation and a collaboration with school leaders, teachers and staff. Well, when those thoughts have been taken in consideration, does that kind of validify the decision here to potentially relocate the centre?
Yeah, well, I've had the opportunity in the last week or so to talk to school leaders, to talk to teachers, and I've had two meetings actually with the staff in the centre. And again, extensive consultation and collaboration is, you know, it's just not true. And, you know, you'll notice in their statement, there's no evidence of that. And if you're going to say things like that, then just tell us what was the consultation. For example, they talk about the staff. The staff are distraught here. Their current union rep, they've never met their current union rep, and he's been in his job since last September. So I challenge anybody to talk to the staff in the centre and to say that there's been extensive consultation and collaboration. That is just not true, you know. It's not true. And I think we should point that out and ask the management committee to defend that statement.
And there's also the sense in the statement that the decision is relatively set in stone. It looks like this is going to happen. So is it still in your mind to still put up a fight here and still try and get the decision reversed? Or how do you see the situation right now?
Very definitely. I was involved in getting the centre located in Donegal in the first place. That decision was made by Minister Niamh Ratnock at the time. And the Department of Education are 100% financing this relocation. And it should be the Department of Education who decides to relocate it.